Welcome to the podcast editing and support show. My name is Dave. Are you ready? Let's go. We're going to start the episode right now. Happy to have you here. Let's do this. Okay, yes, we're back. Welcome to the podcast. Just got the domain. Excited. We got podcasteditingandsupport.com. Just got the website today and already created my website on Canva. Yes, you can build your website on Canva and ignore all those monthly charges in addition to having a Canva account. It's all in there. So, yeah. So if you want to check out my website, built on Canva, podcasteditingandsupport.com is the website. There you go. So that's how that's done. My name is Dave. Glad to have you here. We're talking about all things podcast editing and support, whether you are a podcast editor or you're looking for one. This is the podcast for you as you navigate the world of editing your podcast and finding the support that we all need to get our podcast out there into the world. Are you feeling me there? You're feeling it, right? You're feeling it. We have all the feels here on the podcast. Excited to do this today. I wanted to talk about a sample job description, an overview for you as a podcast editor if you're starting out, or if you're an editor and you want to tweak it, some thoughts around creating out your job description. And this is also a great starting point for you as a podcast host if you're looking to hire a podcast editor. You don't know what you don't know. So the idea of today's episode is to help you kind of get some things into focus. And because I'm working with clients now and helping them, they're asking for me to create my own job description about what I do and how I do it. So I thought instead of just sharing it with one or two people, I'd rather share it with you and share it with the world. So that's the idea of today's podcast. Are you ready? Let's talk job descriptions and job overview of a podcast editor and support person here on the podcast editing and support show. It all kind of works together, right? Here we go. So what do I need to write out or have as a formula to be an effective podcast editor and support person? And how do I know who I'm getting and what their job really is? Because I have no idea. I know how to record a podcast. I know how to hit record and hit stop. But from that point on, I am clueless and I need somebody to help you. So to the beginning of it, I do this for people. I help them with their podcasts. I have clients. And the idea of my show is I want to introduce what I do to you. If you do need help, I'm here to help you. I would love to help you. Podcasteditingandsupport.com is the website. And I am the host of 8 different podcasts that I do, including this one. So I do podcasting. One of the big things I would suggest to anyone looking to hire a podcast editor is if they actually do podcasts on their own. Are they a podcaster? And the reason why I am putting that out there is I just think that for you as a podcaster looking for support and podcasting and a podcast editor, you want to reach out to somebody who can talk the language. They understand what it is to be a podcaster. They understand timelines, demands, what good sounds like. All of those things are very hard to explain to somebody who doesn't really understand podcasting, yet does podcast editing. That seems really weird and awkward to me that they aren't actually a podcaster. So when somebody gets up in front of you and says proudly that I am not a podcaster, but I am a podcast editor, I just want you to have that as kind of a cautionary tale that maybe you're going to have to do a little bit of more work as a podcast host to explain what you'd like to an editor who doesn't even have their own podcast. That little tangent aside, let's start talking about what a podcast editor and producer, what their job description would look like. And as you listen to this, please don't think you need to write this all down. It's all going to be in the show notes. And I'll actually have a link on my new website, podcasteditingandsupport.com, where you can actually download this as a PDF. So you don't have to write anything down. enjoy your cup of coffee. Scroll through your Instagram while you listen to the podcast. But this is all for you, and I just wanted to give this to you as a free resource. So I created this as a guide, again, because I'm having people reach out to me and asking me to do their editing for them, and what does this all entail? So I'm sending this back out and tweaking it as I go, and I would love your feedback on maybe if there's something I'm missing. If you're an editor and you're like, hey, Dave, you forgot about this. Great, I'll update this and make this an up-to-date copy with your feedback as well. So head over to the website and let me know what you think of today's episode. So a basic job overview for a podcast editor and producer. The podcast editor and producer supports the creation, the launch, and the ongoing production of a podcast. The podcast editor and producer will be responsible for the initial creation, setup on podcast platforms. That would be your Spotify, Apple, YouTube Music, AfroPods, right? All the different players that are out there. We as editors and producers, we help you set up all those different platforms for people to listen to your show. We do the editing and the regular release of podcast episodes. Regular release could be if you're going to have a weekly episode, twice a week, three times a week, once a month, once a year, probably not a good idea. You want to have frequency into your podcast. We take care of that behind the scenes work. You as a host record your episode. We take care of the rest. That's what we do in the background. So some key responsibilities that fall under the umbrella of a podcast editor and producer would be, number one, the initial creation of the podcast. This is part of what I see that for new podcasters, you're looking for everything. You need all of it, the whole toolbox. This is what you're going to want to consider. Finding somebody that can help you with your initial creation of your show. Again, my hands raised. I'd love to help you with this. To collaborate with the podcaster, that's my job as an editor and a support person, to collaborate with you to understand your podcast theme, the tone of your podcast, happy, melancholy, excited, bombastic, subdued. What's the tone of your show? And also really important, who's your target audience? And where do they live? Where are they on the social media apps, on the World Wide Web? Where are they? Also, my role as an editor and support person is to assist you in developing a content strategy and the structure of each of your episodes. So working with you ahead of time before you start recording on what is your episode going to look, sound, and feel like. Again, that tone comes back in. The music as well would kind of fit in there as well. Other part of this under my initial creation of your show would be to create and design your podcast branding elements, including your cover art, working with you for intro and outro music. Got a great resource that I'm going to share with you in an upcoming episode that I'm using for my clients and for my own podcast. You heard the music at the beginning of the show. I'm going to share that with you as well. It's a great resource that I really encourage you to try and take a listen to. So that's the initial creation. We collaborate with you as a podcaster. We understand the big picture of your show. We assist you in developing your strategy and then create all the design elements that will go with your podcast in addition to the actual recorded episode of your podcast. That all falls under the umbrella of the initial creation of your show. The second part of this would be your podcast setup. Setting up your podcast on all the major platforms. Again, we talked about this. Apple Podcasts, Spotify, YouTube, all those different places. And then optimizing your podcast metadata for searchability and discoverability. So your metadata is all the information that's attached to the audio file of your podcast. So that if you were to download it and play the episode offline, not connected to the internet, not connected to your data plan, but playing it outside of the confines of a typical user would listen to a streaming service, again, Spotify, Apple, whatever, when you download it and go into an airplane and you don't have access to internet, what shows up on your screen? Is there artwork attached to your image, to your episode? Is there titles? Is there episode number? All that stuff kind of lives in the background of the playable MP3 file. That's the thing that we create together, host and editor combined together. So we want to make sure that we have that metadata all figured out. And that all happens behind the scenes. And you as a podcast host, you don't have to worry about any of that. That's our job. The other thing is to ensure that our podcast feed is properly set up for seamless distribution. And we're going to have an episode that talks about your launch for your podcast. And that'll come up in another episode. And why I think a soft launch is better than a big, huge, over-the-top launch. And I have reasons for that opinion that I've seen play out for many of my clients. And I want to share that with you in a future episode. So we talked about the initial creation of your podcast setup. The third part is your ongoing editing of your show. As podcast editors and support people, we're here to edit your podcast episodes for clarity, coherence, and professional quality. So there's kind of two little streams to think about as a podcast host when you're hiring somebody. Are you hiring someone just to do the simple edits, taking out stumbles, the ums, which I just did, the ahs, the silence, big breaks, dog barking? That's one form of editing. Another form of editing completely is content editing, where you're asking the editor to actually make decisions on your behalf, where maybe there's a question and an answer in an interview that just don't seem to fit and seem to be boring. An example would be if you were my guest on my podcast and I asked you what your favorite seafood recipe was, and then you said to me as an answer, "Dave, I'm allergic to seafood." That whole question and answer does not bring any value to that episode. And as an editor, I would cut that out because it really has no impact on the content of the show, doesn't add value to your listener. I would remove it. It never happened. I would just cut it out. So do you give your editor the ability to make content decisions for you, or are you simply just looking for audio cleanup? That's part of your conversation to have when you sit down with your next podcast editor. And I would love to have that conversation with you as well. And further to the ongoing editing of your show, week to week, episode to episode, release to release, for us as editors, we're removing background noise, adjusting levels, and enhancing overall audio quality. That's what we do. And as well, we can also add the intros, the outros, and any necessary transitions, like this, for example, to take you from one thought to the next thought. We can add these little transition sounds that sound great for your audience and signify that there's been a change in the content of what you're talking about. And I'll add one more in here just for fun. So we have your initial creation of your podcast setup, ongoing editing, and the regular release of your show is next. So you want to develop and maintain a consistent release schedule. There's two benefits here. Your podcast editor has consistent work that they can plan for, make room in their calendar for. They know your podcast goes out every Monday at 7 a.m. So that means you're going to get their file to them by Thursday, the week before, by 6 a.m. So they have a period of time to work on your show. When we don't have a regular release and a regular cadence to the release of your podcast, as editors, we're juggling not just your podcast, but all of the other podcasts that we're editing as well. And when podcasters show up late with late episodes, it has an impact on all of the other podcasts that we do that you don't even have vision to. So we're juggling our calendar, placing you around releases to make sure we honor our commitment to you as a podcaster. So please honor your commitment back to us as editors so that we can meet the demands on a regular basis and never put you behind. We want your podcast to release on time, every time, all the time, just as much as you do. So work with us, work with our timelines, have that conversation at the beginning, and develop this consistent release schedule. The other benefit is to you. You know that I'm sitting here waiting for you to send me that file. So that is motivation for you to get to the microphone, have something to talk about, record your episode, plan out your calendar into the future, because you know someone is waiting that you're paying to wait for your file. So please use us as an excuse to record your next episode and to be organized. You have us waiting for you, and you don't want to keep us waiting because the clock's ticking and we get paid as we navigate this with you as podcast editor and host. So make sure that you're on a regular schedule. And part of this regular release is that we can also, as editors, handle the upload and the scheduling of your episodes of your podcast to all the hosting platforms. We can do the edits and just give you the file back and you have to do the work. Or, as you talk about this with your editor, we can actually do the work for you of taking care of the releases, uploading it, doing all the show notes, the show titling, all the links, everything that would be associated with a playable audio episode of your podcast. We can do that for you in the background. You don't have to worry about it at all. Consider that when you're talking to your editor, and if that's what you're asking them to do. We can also coordinate with the podcaster on episode release timing. So you're going to give us some parameters around when we're releasing, how often we're releasing. All that information would come from you as a podcaster so that we can honor your wishes. Some optional tasks that you might want to consider when talking to your podcast editor is maybe creating some kind of promotional clip for social media sharing, whether that's an image for YouTube or an image for Instagram or a different image in a different dimension for TikTok. We can build all those into the workflow of releasing your episodes and create that artwork for you if that's what you desire. We can also manage and respond to listener feedback and inquiries. We can be that in-between bridge between you and your audience. As voice messages come in, we can let you know. We can be the conduit between you and your audience to help support you because you have other things to do as well. So we can be that in-between person. Again, that's going to fall into the dollar amount as far as what you're going to pay your editor for, but it's worth considering when you're having that initial conversation, how much additional add-ons are you looking for beyond the physical recording and the editing of that recording? We can also do guest outreach and coordinate interviews to have guests on your show or you be a guest. That's another completely additional thing that we can do as part of the support arm of being your podcast editor. And if you need us to, we can even explore implementing some podcast monetization strategies. It might work for you. Simply, we can handle your Buy Me a Coffee, for example. At buymeacoffee.com, we can set that up for you and monitor any of the incoming donations that come into your podcast. We can handle all that for you. So, some suggested workflow. And again, if you're like, Dave, you're going really fast because I'm trying to honor your time. And again, this is all going to be available at podcasteditingandsupport.com. Some suggested workflow to consider in your pre-production. This is before you do anything else. Regular meetings and communication to plan upcoming episodes could be through text, could be through a chat function, however you want to do this, a Zoom meeting. And in that pre-production, you also want to share any episode outlines, interview questions, or discussion points in advance. That could be a great back and forth between you as a host and the editor. We can help guide you as you prepare for your next interview. And then the next step would be the recording, the actual recording. Conducting remote or in-person recording sessions as needed and ensuring the audio quality during the recording. On some of the recording platforms where we record online, I, as your editor, can be in the background, off camera, and a part of the recording process to handle all the behind-the-scenes stuff so that you can just focus on your guest. That's an option. And as a producer role, there's options there depending on what platform you use to record your interviews online. The next step would be post-production. That's where we receive the files from you, and we promptly work on them right after each session. We edit the episodes within an agreed upon time frame. And then four is our distribution, scheduling out our episodes in advance, to ensure timely releases for some of my podcasts of my eight, I'm already loaded up for the next 2 to 3 months of release dates. I could take the next 3 months off and you as a listener would have zero clue that I'm not actively working behind the scenes because they're already preloaded, predated into the future. We can do that for you. And the beauty of that is you can batch record. Again, we'll talk more about this in the future, but you can batch record a bunch of episodes in a row when you're all set up and you have time in your calendar, and then we can scatter those out into the future, giving you time to go away on holidays or take a break or do whatever else you need to do. And also under distribution, we would talk about the idea that we can monitor your podcast analytics and provide regular updates to you as a podcaster. We'll take care of the behind-the-scenes stuff. You focus on building your community and working through that. The last part of all this would be your promotion. We, as podcast editors and support people, can coordinate promotional efforts around special episodes or milestones, your 100th episode, your 200th episode, special events. We can take care of that, collaborate on social media strategies, and provide you some suggestions on how you can grow your audience on social platforms. So some basic qualifications, things that you do not need to worry about as the podcaster. The podcast editor and producer will be proficient in audio editing software like Audacity, Adobe Audition, all these different ways of doing the editing behind the scenes. The podcast editor and producer will be familiar with podcast hosting platforms like Spotify for Podcasters or Buzzsprout, two of the hosting sites that I use. The podcast editor and producer will have strong organizational and communication skills. The podcast editor and producer will have the ability to meet deadlines on a consistent basis. And lastly, the podcast editor and producer can and will act on your behalf as questions arise to keep things running smoothly for your podcast. All of these things are going to be listed out on the podcasteditingandsupport.com website. Love for you to go over there and take a look and see how I've built my website on Canva. And that's another thing we can do as well, is help you with website design and all of the things behind the scenes. So there's so many things beyond taking out an and an ah from your recording episode. We can do so much more. And I think as podcast hosts, we've kind of put podcast editors into one category, one bucket, and they only can do what they can do in that bucket. There's so much more we can do. So when you're thinking about hiring a podcast editor, again, my hand is in the air. If you're looking at hiring somebody, you need a good, well-rounded picture of what can this person do for me and how much can I pay this person? How much value does all of these things that we've talked about in this episode, what does that mean for me as a podcaster? And can I support having a podcast editor on my team? Maybe you can, but I would love to have that conversation with you, even if you're just thinking about it, even if you just have questions. Podcasteditingandsupport.com is the website. Go over there. There's a little speak pipe icon on my website. You can click it and leave me a voice message through your phone, through your microphone on your computer, and leave me a message and let me know if you have a question around hiring a podcast editor, or if you're a podcast editor, how to find clients. And I would love to help you with that. Podcasteditingandsupport.com. My name is Dave. So happy to be here with you. Looking forward to the next episode. We're going to be talking about so much more around podcast editing and support. You found the right podcast for you. Thank you for checking out my show. Would love to hear your feedback on how we can make the show better and what questions you have for a future episode. Take care. Get out there and edit away and make someone's day. Go hire a podcast editor today. Thanks, guys. Talk soon. Hey, thanks for being here for the podcast editing and support show. Again, if you're looking for support for your podcast editing, head over to truemediasolutions.ca. Would love to talk to you there. Great episodes coming up here on the Podcast Editing and Support Show. We'll talk to you soon. Take care. Hey!